Thank you, Steve. Can we talk television?
Yes.
I need a palate cleanser.
Absolutely.
I don't like politics, and now I hope, since we have a brand new president, that we can stop talking about politics.
All right. Let's make a pact.
At least for a while.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
The next 20 minutes, we will try not to discuss politics.
Hi, Kurt. Kurt Wagner's here. I keep Kurt wanting Warner, to call him Pop Football.
NFL great Kurt Warner joins us right now to talk football. Kurt, how are you?
I'm good.
Don't talk politics. Wendy's had enough.
All right.
That's easy. Let's talk about Will and Grace. Some good news for Will and Grace fans. Spill the beans, Kurt.
They are going to do a revival, limited revival series of 10 episodes on NBC with all the original stars, the original creators, and television legend James Burrows, who directed all of the episodes in the 8-season run of the original show, will come back to television to direct these.
Am I imagining things, or was that a pretty popular show? I didn't watch
huge.
It very often. I really,
really
didn't.
Funny. Really
it was
funny.
It was a popular show. 1998 to 2006 it ran, and won 16 Emmys, was nominated.
Wow.
For Emmys.
Yeah. Kurt, a couple months ago, the four main cast members and then one or two other residual cast members came back, and they did like a 10-minute episode, a mini episode, because of the election, because of what was going on politically. And I said at the time, because I watched this 10-minute episode, and I said, I'd be shocked if everybody said, wow, we gotta do more of this, and they are. So good for everybody.
Yeah, and good for you for predicting it.
I was hoping. I really liked the show a lot. Now, what about this? And I'm sure you're aware of this. I think with the last episode of Will and Grace, they kind of do a flash forward, and Will and Grace did not remain friends, but now in this 10-episode arc, they are friends. So what happened?
And the finale, the show jumped ahead 20 years, and they reunited for the first time after 18 years.
Right.
To move their children into college, into their dorms.
Yeah.
And that was supposedly set in 2026. I am not sure what they're going to do and how they're going to solve that problem.
Right.
But apparently the new 10 episodes will be set in current 2017, so that sort of screws up that.
That timeline?
Yeah, that timeline. So, but I don't know how they'll fix it somehow.
All right. Does Fuller House have anything to do with these remakes? Because they came back, and weren't they like the number one downloaded show on Netflix,
very
which
popular.
Still blows my mind?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that necessarily if it was just Fuller House, but, you know, the X-Files came back. A lot of things like Prison Break's coming back this year.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Lost comes back.
And
I wish.
It'll be called Found.
Now, in this case, with Will and Grace, Kurt, all four of the main stars look like they haven't aged a day. I don't know how they do it, but when I watched this little mini episode they put out a few months ago, it looked like it was like right in line with the rest of the shows, that nobody got older somehow.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just living right, I guess.
And it is a big thing having James Burrows directing the episodes again, because that guy is immensely talented. If he touches something, it turns to gold. So that's good news.
And I don't know that he's done a lot.
I thought
he was sort of semi-retired, but they are making a big deal of the fact that he's coming back to direct. So.
You can always go to TVShowPatrol.com because Kurt does a great job running his website. And then you would find out that one of my favorite shows in the whole wide world, it has been renewed. This Is Us.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Have we talked about that? I didn't know you liked that show.
Oh, I absolutely love that show. I told Bill you haven't watched it yet.
Not yet, but it's on my list of things to see. So it's coming up.
Kurt, I was late to the... Kurt,
I was going to say the big twist in that renewal news is that they renewed it for two more seasons instead of just one.
Oh, they're very confident, then. That's good news.
I'm telling you, and I was late to the This Is Us party because you had talked about it, Kurt, and there was one weekend that I completely just binged the whole thing, and it is really an awesome show. I hate using that word, but it is. So two new seasons coming up for This Is Us on NBC. Very excited.
When you watched that all at once?
I did.
Yeah.
You can do that, right?
I cried a lot.
Many. Did you cry a lot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is the weekly cathartic TV moment, I think, that show.
It's really awesome. Bill, you would love it.
I'm going to see it, I promise you. They're remaking, speaking of remakes, they're remaking Beaches.
Yeah, that's on Saturday night. The old Bette
Midler.
Yeah, and this time it has Nia Long and Idina Menzel in it.
Idina Menzel was on the other night on Stephen Colbert, and she said she's been getting hate mail from people saying, you cannot remake this movie. We love you, but this is not a movie that should be remade. Is that possible? Would people bother to send hate mail over this?
Well, was it because they hate the movie? Or
no, they're saying you can't improve upon it, that it can't be made better.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it probably could be made better, but I don't know that this will necessarily do it. I have not seen it, but I do love Idina Menzel.
That's coming on when? That's this week, right? It's going to show this
tomorrow
week.
Tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow night?
My nieces have been planning for this. They've been Facebooking each other. Are we going to your house or my house? What are we ordering to watch it?
Watch the new beaches?
Yeah.
And that'll probably be a nice Kleenex moment, too.
Yep.
I don't think I saw the original Beaches.
Going to be on Lifetime.
Why? Julie Andrews wasn't in it. I know you avoid anything with Julie Andrews.
Somebody wants to know, since we're talking about remakes, of course, the big news with Will and Grace, when are they remaking Car 54, Where Are You? Because they want to tune in.
That'd be great.
Did you text that, Bill?
I did text that in, yeah.
Was that Bill?
Yeah, I sent that in. We'll take a quick break and then more with Kurt Wagner. He is the wind beneath our wings. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Kurt Wagner's here. He's got a great website, TVShowPatrol.com. If you like TV, visit it. It's TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, I know I ask you this every week, but does Netflix have any series on about fur trading?
Yes, they do.
They do?
Finally, the answer is yes.
Every week you say no. This week I'm shocked that they finally have a fur trading show on. What is it? What do we need to know?
And it's actually not bad. I was just watching. I just saw the first episode.
Why?
Stars Jason Momoa, the guy who played Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones.
He's Aquaman, too, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's also Aquaman, right. And anyway, he plays this sort of half-Irish, I don't know what the other half is, frontiersman in 1700s Canada.
Yeah.
And he's challenging this big fur trading company, this British fur trading company, the Hudson Bay Company.
Oh.
He's challenging them and their territory, you know, like he's trying to break into the fur trade and get people to trade with him instead of with them. And so there's all this fighting going on. And
you can imagine.
Yeah.
That's what happens during fur trading.
The fur trading business, Wendy, is volatile. We've talked about this.
It's a Canadian Western, I guess you could say.
Oh, all right. And did you enjoy the first episode or not?
I did. I liked it. And I read a review that they'd seen several episodes, but apparently it gets even better,
good,
according to this reviewer, yes.
All right, well, I'm mad at both of you.
Why?
You and Bill.
Why would you be
Kurt,
mad at us?
Because a listener had to text and tell me that Miguel Ferrer died.
Oh, yeah.
And he was only 61 years old. I know him from Twin Peaks. A lot of people know him from Crossing Jordan, Miami Vice, RoboCop.
He's been around. He's in a movie based on a Stephen King short story called The Night Flyer, which is really scary. If you ever come across that movie, The Night Flyer, with Miguel Ferrer, watch it. You'll like it.
Huh.
Well, he was most recently on NCIS Los Angeles as assistant director Owen Granger, and he continued to work even after his cancer diagnosis, and I guess they wrote his illness into the plot of the show.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they had him. He was sick this season, and then in the most recent episode, I guess his character was stabbed and in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Well, that's terrible. That's very sad. And also, he is George Clooney's cousin,
First cousin.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I didn't know that either. And he was going to be in the Twin Peaks revival. I don't know if his stuff was filmed already or not. But
I remember seeing his name back that he had signed on to do that. So, that's too bad.
Maybe they already filmed it. Who knows?
Maybe. That could be.
I'm hoping.
Kurt, should we be nervous about this? The Star Trek new series called Star Trek Beyond, they pushed it back, and now all of a sudden they have pushed it back again. That's usually not a good sign, is it?
Well, they pushed it back because they had too high of hopes. I think it's actually called Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, is that it? Sorry.
The new ship is called Discovery. But, you know, they originally announced it, and it was like, there's no way they're going to get this done in 4 months. They haven't even cast any characters. And then now they've cast a bunch of characters, but they pushed it from January to May, and now it's going to be later than May. But I don't think that we should necessarily worry. I just think that we should understand that there's no way they can pull this off.
And, you know, to be fair, I said it's not always a good sign when they do that with a TV show, but they did that same exact thing with Westworld over on HBO. They keep pushing that back and further and further and further, and then when it was on, it was really very entertaining. So
right. Well, and this will have, just like that one, a lot of special effects and everything. So, you know, that takes a lot of time beyond even what the actors are doing.
All right.
But they're getting together a pretty good cast for this. The latest casting news is that James Frain will play Spock's father.
Sarek?
Michelle Yao.
Proud of yourself?
Yeah, kind of.
Anthony Rapp and Sonequa Martin-Green, who's in Walking Dead, and Doug Jones are some of the people who are going to be in it. So I think I'm still excited for it. It'll be on CBS All Access on their streaming channel.
All right, speaking of The Walking Dead, they lost my husband. I will tell you, the violence at the end of last season, just sound effects were something that made me sick to my stomach. And then at the beginning of this past season, episode one, was stuff that I didn't need to see. I decided to look past that. My husband bailed. But now other people have been complaining about some of the violence on this show, correct?
Right, and especially that killing scene that was hinted at the end of last.
We did not need to see it.
Or
Bill?
Hear it.
Were saying, a lot of people said that it was possibly the most violent hour of television
ever.
And if you saw it, you know there it was pretty graphic. You had to have a very strong stomach to get through that episode, no question.
Well, and Gail Ann Hurd, who is the executive producer of it, spoke this week in Miami and admitted that after the reaction to that opening, that season opener, they were still working on some episodes from the first half of the season. They toned down the violence beyond that in reaction to that. And the big quote, I saw the story in Variety, the big quote in there was that this is not a show that is torture porn, she said, and that they wanted to, you know, we don't want to cross that line, and so they went back and re-edited.
So now, instead of cannibalism, is this true? One of the characters has a hangnail in one of the episodes, and someone has sort of bad acne? That's what I'm reading. Is that true?
I think maybe that's probably it. Yeah.
Right.
I have to tell you, as someone who's watched that show from the beginning and is totally into The Walking Dead, it's like when the very first time I saw the walkers, I was disgusted with the way they were taken out, the way they looked. Then it got to a point where nothing fazed me. It's
right.
Like, you know, they're ooey and gooey and falling apart more.
Chocolate chip cookies.
But it doesn't bother me. But there was a scene in the first episode.
Because people you knew and cared about getting...
It was gratuitous.
Dismantled, and it was hard to watch that, kind of.
Well, I think it's harder than when it's the humans who aren't.
Right.
Yeah.
Without
zombies,
a doubt.
Right? Because the zombies are supposedly dead already anyway.
Right. So will all the characters have Bactine now? I hope they all carry Bactine. You just spray that on your ouchie and everybody's good.
Ouchie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's not an ouchie. It's a hurt like hell.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
I don't know.
Kurt, we love talking to you, and we can go to your website where and how.
On the internet, and it's tvshowpatrol.com.
tvshowpatrol.com with Kurt Wagner. Kurt, thanks very much. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, guys.
Take care. All right, well, let's take a quick break. We've got news coming your way next, and then more show. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.